If this world were mine.
Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. Fa, 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 fa. Hey, Roman numeral 7, babe, drop it like it's hot. If this world was mine, I'd take your dreams and make them multiply. If this world was mine, I'd take your enemies in front of God. Introduce them to that light, hit them strictly with that fire. It's a vibe, do your dance, let them watch. She a fan, he a flop, they just wanna kumbaya, nah.
This world, concrete, flowers grow. Heartache, she only doing what she know. Weekends, get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
This world,
if it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything.
Wansy, if this world
it got in,
time I turn you off, just so I can turn you on. I'ma make you say it loud. I'm not even tripping, I won't stress you out. I might even settle down for you. I'ma show you I'm a pro. I'ma take my time and turn it off, just so I can turn you on, baby.
Weekends get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, he wasn't ready, huh?
He wasn't ready.
Welcome back to another episode of The Lounge. And, yeah, we're here on November 23rd, getting close to the end of the semester. And I'm joined here by the Healy brothers, Michael and William. Your mic's not on.
Whoa, hello.
Hey.
Ooh. We
don't do. But he, it's been a while since you guys been back on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute. Lovely to be here.
Yeah.
Lovely to be back.
Yeah. Yeah, so I know we can make this a little Thanksgiving themed type of thing. I remember a couple of years ago we ranked our
food. We ranked our food and then I...
But I think...
What did I say?
I don't know what you said. I don't even know what I said.
All I remember is that there was an outrage with it. Like, the last two... Justin picked something, I think.
And yeah.
And it was, like, his second to last or his, like, second to first. And I didn't like the option.
Tommy just FaceTimed.
No.
I did not like it at all.
But I do... I wonder if we're even... I don't know if we're even live, I'm not going to lie, but either way.
Wait, how do you...
Because the... because these usually show... but either way.
Show what? What are they?
They show, like, the volume. But, like, it's year two, so...
Hello.
Whatever. We'll roll with it. But, yeah, I was thinking that at some point we can build the plate, I guess. Build your first Thanksgiving plate.
Wow.
Oh, that was good water.
That was just radiating in my ears.
Sorry. Why wait? I say we make our plate now.
Are you hungry now?
I'm very hungry, actually.
Okay.
I want keto. No.
Whoa.
Bob Jones. All right. Ooh. Okay. Ooh.
Okay. 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 What are the?
I feel like all the Thanksgiving food is fair game.
Let's just do a snake draft.
And what's
snake draft of a plate?
Are we doing 3 things? 5 things?
4.
4?
Yeah. Okay.
Split the difference.
Split that difference.
All right,
Will. You go first. What's the first thing that you're putting on your plate in Thanksgiving?
I have to go with the mac and cheese.
Any type of mac and cheese, or just like, is there a specific kind of mac and cheese?
The cheesy kind.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Annie's mac and cheese.
My turn?
Yeah.
Ham.
Really? Ham?
Ham.
Oh, I think we did talk about this. You don't like turkey.
I think this is what created the problem.
Yeah. Because ham is Thanksgiving. Ham is Christmas.
Ham is Christmas. No, it's both.
No.
Well,
think about it.
We are going to go back to the first Thanksgiving and take turkeys off the menu.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you later.
Was that from Mr. Peabody and Sherman?
I don't know. It's one of those movies, I think.
But yeah, I think I'm taking the mashed potatoes.
Oh,
with gravy. Heck? You know how you have to put like the spoon.
Whoa! Is that allowed? Take mashed potatoes and gravy?
I thought those.
No, that
were,
that
like,
I would say that goes. I would say
I was gonna take mac and cheese and then gravy.
What?
Why would you? Do
My
it?
Plate is amazing. It's soaking wet.
Are we talking about the plate or
the
toilet? After
my plate is just damp.
Why did we have to use the word damp? I didn't like that.
But yeah, I'm choosing the mac and cheese. I'm not.
What?
I'm
Come
choosing
on,
the,
what the
mashed
hell,
potatoes.
Hurry. Thank you.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
I'm mixing up mac and cheese and I'm mixing up Kendrick and Kanye.
Yeah, I mean,
brutal start for me.
Shit. Mashed potatoes is off. Mac and cheese is off.
Yeah, what's the next pick?
What is my next pick? That's a good question. I'm trying to think of like what really hits.
On the first plate. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, mashed potatoes is always up there, I can't, you know.
Yeah.
What? I mean, what? I'm blanking on Thanksgiving foods now.
David Joplin.
Okay, that's not Thanksgiving food, but...
I'm blanking on Thanksgiving. David Joplin.
He made a 3. David Joplin made a 3.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, Marquette is playing Georgia right now.
What? You know what?
Give you
examples? No. I think we're going to have to go classic, like, buttered roll.
Like buttered roll?
A buttered roll, okay. Or something like that.
I like that.
Something along those lines.
Ham and buttered roll.
Wait, did you
roll.
Do 2 picks? You're supposed to do 2 picks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we skipped it. Okay, I guess
back to you, back to you.
All right, so...
Gotta be the turkey.
Oh, I thought you were going to take buttered rolls. That was going to be funny.
Imagine. No, I'm taking the turkey.
All right. Turkey, butter rolls, ham, mac and cheese, and mashed potatoes off the table.
My plate is lacking.
Right now, it's only mac and cheese.
And I'm kind of regretting my first pick.
Yeah, that was a crazy pick.
It kind of feels like a Jamarcus Russell type of draft.
Who the hell is Jamarcus Russell?
You know, Ryan Leaf?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay.
wait. All right.
What about him?
Let's have a good day.
Let's have a great day.
Who is Jamarcus Russell? Like one of the biggest busts. In NFL history, he's drafted by the Raiders.
Oh, that guy!
They gave him an empty disc, and they said, "Watch film."
And he didn't.
And
watch
he said, and he
thing.
And they asked him what was on, and he said something about the film, but there was nothing on it.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah. All right, wait. Thanksgiving.
He bro has to look up Thanksgiving
food. Thanksgiving dinner.
Picture your plate. Just picture the plate.
I am, but. It's alright. I mean,
I feel like there's other options.
They're all gone. My plate is mac and cheese, mashed potatoes and gravy, buttered roll, and a turkey.
Oh.
What?
Some kind of, hang on. 12 most popular.
I think I can name a couple right now.
Give me. Don't want.
I have two on my mind right now.
I don't.
You stay on my mind. Think
I don't.
About you.
I guess I'll go. Oh, I was gonna say cheesy potatoes, but I feel like that kind of crosses into the mashed potato land.
No, I'd say that's different.
I think that's different.
All right, give me. Oh wait, no, it's a lot of cheese. I can't do that.
Bro's gonna be battling on the toilet later.
Bro's going round for round.
All right, give me stuffing, I guess.
That's a good pick.
That's my pick again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stuffing and mac and cheese.
You know what?
A very classy plate.
You know what? I am foregoing my senior year of the Thanksgiving plate, and
no.
I'm moving on to dessert. I'll take a brownie with extra powdered sugar.
Okay.
Actually, no. Not a brownie. Multiple.
So I respect this.
So your plate right now is mashed potato. Oh wait, no, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
And
brownie.
Multiple brownies. And we're back.
We're back.
So I'll send out the signal. Only elite ball knowers can get my plate.
Elite. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that. All
right.
Ham.
You already chose ham.
Buns.
Yep, ham and buns is what you had. And then the third.
Oh, I thought you were saying ham again.
Yeah,
no,
I was like, ham.
I love ham.
I want more ham.
Hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I'd like to buy a hamburger.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Have you seen yeah. Pink Panther?
No.
Oh, that's
a great
Pink Panther's
movie.
So nice.
That's
meant good.
That's so nice.
He's such a nice person, dude.
All right, third pick.
Gosh, I don't know. Buns.
If he doesn't choose what I'm gonna pick, then I will be very happy.
Is there an obvious answer here?
I guess it's obvious. Pretty sure it's
damn
obvious.
What is it? Now you got me thinking.
Yeah. Because if I pick this one, then I won the round.
There's no way I'm looking up Thanksgiving.
I will win this little plate building activity if you let me choose this Thanksgiving.
Wait, what do you
day.
Have? Mashed potatoes and turkey?
Yeah, and
that's quality.
If I pick
such a good. Oh yeah, but I bet you wish you had mac and cheese.
I wish
you had mac and cheese and multiple brownies. What do you have for dessert? Nothing.
Multiple. The wheels are turning.
I think
a little bit.
A lot of the
a
most.
Little bit.
The more popular Thanksgiving.
The more the popular
Thanksgiving food is very overrated. Like cranberry sauce?
Yeah, that is so bad.
I don't even like stuffing. I don't eat stuffing.
Yeah, I don't eat
I don't.
Stuffing.
Actually,
I like stuffing. I can, you know, dabble with
what else? Like the green bean casserole? Don't eat that.
Yeah, no, I never eat that.
But
there's a different type of casserole that was made that I'm trying to think of, and that's the one I would choose.
Because we also have Lithuanian food. That we eat on Thanksgiving, and that stuff's unmatched. Like, think about a potato pancake with bacon in it.
Potato pancake with bacon.
That sounds so good, actually.
What about a bacon pancake with potato in it?
Oh, he's got you there now. I mean, why didn't you?
I know what I'm going with for an next pick. A bacon pancake.
And we also have sausage.
Oh, is this too much breading, but like cornbread?
No, that's fine.
But I don't want to.
I mean, your mouth is
dry. Like, it is dead right now.
Ham? If you get the wrong type of ham,
I mean, he could break it open and make a sandwich. Yeah. Ham sandwich on Thanksgiving.
Maybe. I remember one year our family ordered like a surplus of chicken nuggets.
What?
Like chicken tenders.
What?
Yeah. And it kind of rocked.
Okay. Oh, was it from that one place?
Uncle Bob's?
Yeah. I do remember that vaguely.
I remember
that was a lot of chicken.
You know, one time we went on vacation like the couple days before Thanksgiving, and we got back on Thanksgiving.
Wait, I feel like
and we didn't have time to cook anything, so we got Thanksgiving dinner from like a sub sandwich place.
Hell yeah,
that's sweet.
And it was mid, but it was.
I think
was it Lithuanian?
No,
was it bacon pancakes?
It's a place in.
Did it have potatoes in it? Sorry,
Forest Park.
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
Called Starship.
Starship Subs?
Yeah, that's where we got Thanksgiving.
Starship from Rent to Fly?
Starships. Yeah. That should be our next song.
Yep.
Break.
All right.
I think I just got to go with the, like casserole.
The casserole.
not a green bean casserole. Green bean. But, like, isn't there a different type of casserole?
A lot of casseroles.
Yeah, there's like a cheesy casserole.
Yeah, cheesy casserole. Like cheesy.
The Southwest, or wait, what was it? I think it's like.
There's a lot of.
I'm trying to think of what.
It's like a casserole, but it's like stuffing too. It's
what
like
is
a mixture of both.
The Southern casserole.
What does Aunt Noreen make? Half the dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the casserole?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Okay, so what's your plate right now? Ham, bread, and
casserole.
I mean, it's not terrible.
No, I think I might have the worst plate by
yeah,
far.
And my plate is not good.
Yeah, and I won this round because I'm choosing pumpkin pie.
Oh,
I don't.
Well,
I don't.
I don't like pumpkin pie.
Well, you don't like? What, are you kidding me?
I don't even eat it now.
No. Can't remember the last time I've had it.
Actually, I don't think I've ever had it.
I don't think.
Why'd you say it simultaneously? Like, oh, I don't think we've ever had it.
I don't think I
You've
have.
You've never had pumpkin pie before.
I have had multiple brownies once.
Just one time. You know, there's just one time. He had a lot of brownies. Never had any again, but, you know.
Dude, that is criminal that you've not had pumpkin pie, dude. That is sad.
I don't think it. Well, it doesn't,
yeah,
it doesn't like, appeal to me.
Yeah.
Do you not like pumpkin?
Pumpkin! Sorry.
I like pumpkins.
Like pumpkin seeds or
what?
I don't know. They,
like you eat the pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, you can eat pumpkin seeds.
Like sunflower seeds?
Roasted pumpkin seeds.
roasted pumpkins?
Pumpkin!
like the pumkin spice drinks at
Latte?
Starbucks? Yeah.
Ooh. No, I've never had it.
I've never had it either. But yeah, pumpkin pie.
Great drink. Never had it.
Wait, pumpkin. I'll take. Okay. Pumpkin pie, but I'll only eat the whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
I'll just scrape it off. There's like teeth marks going through the pie.
You're just serving a pumpkin pie and you just eat the frosting. I'm done.
There's a little divot in the pumpkin.
Just my tongue. Ew.
Yeah, but I'm choosing pumpkin pie.
Okay, well,
so your plate is turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie?
Yeah. I think that's the
Yeah, I feel like you have the most, like, traditional
realistic.
Plate. Yeah. Mine is.
I think I'm going to end it there. I'm not going to.
You're going to forego your senior year.
You got to get one more.
I can't. See, that's the thing. I can't think of another one now.
See, now the key is not to get a pick that ruins your plate.
Yeah.
He's like, a Bahama.
What?
I thought you said a Bahama. I'm like, what the hell does that mean? A Bahama llama.
Like some cranberry sauce? Or does that ruin the plate?
I've never had cranberry sauce.
Yeah, neither have I.
Good food. Never had it.
I heard great things, but yeah.
All right, I'm going to choose it then, because it's pretty good, and you guys don't know what it tastes like. So.
Okay.
Did I get the
Michael?
Time? So I got ham, casserole, and bread. Rolls, actually.
Buttered, actually.
Yes.
Buttered. Make sure to throw in the butter.
Butter.
Hello, hello, hello. I got places to be.
I feel like some form of like pasta or like mostaccioli.
I think that's just an us thing.
That's just okay.
But like that qualifies though. If you've had it at Thanksgiving, that's appealing.
Whoa.
Michael, cornbread. I love cornbread.
Didn't you? Wait.
I got rolls.
He has rolls.
Rolls,
don't worry.
Not cornbread. Okay. But also, I do need dessert.
Yeah. And I can. We could throw in beverage.
I feel like you got to have
a couple, two, three beers.
Yeah, beer or like just some high end drink,
like
a hard liquor drink.
You know, but like besides alcohol, like I've always had like root beer.
Yeah, oh, root beer's
root
so
beer.
Good.
Like during Thanksgiving, I've always had it. Little intermission here.
Sorry.
Do I go? I mean, is it cornbread? Is cornbread the move here?
I think.
No. Maybe a cookie.
Elite ball knowers would know what to do right now. What do I do right now?
I don't know. He's blanking.
I'm not an elite ball knower.
Yeah, probably. I mean,
cornbread or
cookie. One of the two.
What kind of cookie, though?
Chocolate chip. Gotta be.
Cornbread or a cookie?
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep. What? The different, like, which one to pick?
Yeah.
So, why? Because,
I mean, you should know based off of his choices.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, this is the final pick?
Yeah.
I need some sort of meat.
Don't look at me like that.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I have stuffing, mac and cheese, and multiple brownies.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, my plate sucks. All right.
That
I gotta save it with this.
Save it with the meat.
What?
Can I say chicken tenders? Because I've had it.
Yeah.
I've had it at Thanksgiving.
Like, are they, like, homemade?
No. They're from Uncle Bub's. Uncle Bub's.
Uncle Bub's.
Could you tell me where Uncle Bub's is?
In Darien, Illinois.
Okay. Uncle Bub's is everywhere and nowhere, but you love to have him. Never get to see him. Gone, but never forgotten.
Duluth trading.
Duluth trading.
Okay.
What's that commercial where, like, the dude's legit just butt naked? And they're like, Duluth.
Buck naked.
Buck naked. Duluth. Get your jeans that fit right.
You see the one where he puts his waist through a meat grinder?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. That's the one where I was like,
that's
wait,
that
what?
One.
He's like, normal underwear. He's like, and he's like, and Duluth trading underwear. And he's like on a stripper pole. And he's
no,
like,
it's got to be
going around.
It's got to be, no, the way they say it, it's like normal underwear. Duluth men's underwear.
Buck naked underwear.
Butt naked underwear.
Why is that very accurate?
Because okay. That's, yeah.
Did you choose?
Yeah, chicken tenders,
chicken
right?
Tenders from right. Uncle Bub's.
Uncle Bub's.
Okay, your choice of drink to wash it all down.
Uncle Bub's.
Uncle Bub's juice.
I don't know if I want Uncle Bub's juice.
I can go with a Michelob Ultra.
A martini.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
No, okay.
I'm either doing an Ultra as well.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. Then I guess I will be doing...
A gimlet.
What?
Hang on, wait. I'll look it up.
Probably like a Jack and Coke or... Maybe a Rona.
Oh.
Ooh.
Double lime.
Those
yeah,
go,
I think
go well, yeah, yeah.
Rona Thanksgiving, well, it might, no, just give me a bush. Just give me a bush.
What? When would you ever have that at a family party?
If
never.
It's there.
So actually, yeah.
No, we don't, I don't think we've ever had bush lighted.
Would you go with wine?
Ooh, I was thinking
if
about
I was
that.
Getting sloppy drunk.
Yeah, I was thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but we're not, though.
Oh. Then just water.
Water?
No.
Go it, gimlet.
No, I mean
it's gin,
yeah,
lime juice,
Jack
and
Coke.
Sugar.
There you go. That's classy.
Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah,
I like that.
Old joke.
Oh, we got it. I would probably go with either the root beer, or
beer.
The little whiskey mixed in with ginger ale.
What?
Wow.
You can sleep on that.
I had
sounds like it would be painful, but
on Tuesday before
it's very good.
On Tuesday before the Purdue game, I had whiskey and 7-Up.
Are you
sweet dude?
Am I of age?
Yeah.
I was saying like whiskey, the the syrup.
Oh, yeah, the little flavoring.
Yeah, it makes it like
more it makes it, yeah. sugar.
What?
Yeah. Trying to save ourselves here.
I am 21 years of age.
Duke University.
Ask Mr. Sticks.
Oh.
I am 21.
I am 21.
But yeah, I think the
yes, I am
successful
real, man.
Plates beside Will's.
Hey, baby. Yeah, I think. Yeah, we weren't. I don't think.
I think it's tough when things get off the board because you usually share food. At like a family gathering, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I wanted to take turkey first, but then
So explain your ideal plate then.
Yeah, my ideal plate?
Yeah.
Turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, mac and cheese, chicken tenders, mozzarella, then you go back for you get the ham and then you get like a Hawaiian roll. You get two of them, slather some mayo on them.
What the hell?
Eat them.
What is wrong with you?
Get more digest mayo. It. Slather it on some brownies. Multiple brownies. And just, I think I scarf down on average each year at Thanksgiving. About 5 to 6 brownies.
That's actually crazy. That's a little crazy.
I average a double-double in brownies and ham or something like that.
10 ham, 10 brownies?
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's a lot.
Double-double for you.
I'm a triple double. I'm a triple double.
Should we try to triple double?
10 beers, 10 slices of turkey.
What?
10. I don't know.
All right, Michael. ideal plate.
Ham and mashed potatoes, and then you have the gravy seeping into both, and then cheesy mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, cornbread. That's it.
Dessert. Brownies.
Just brownies.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. What would it be? I don't know. That's actually a good
question.
Talk
closer to the mic, man. No big key.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are tied.
Oh, no. What wouldn't be my dessert?
Probably cookies.
No. Ice cream? Ice cream and cookies?
You guys ever had brookies?
Brownies with cookie?
Brownie cookie?
No.
Oh.
I've had cookie cake.
I love cookie cake. Everybody in my family hates it, but I love it.
I hate it. It is so stupid. It's got to be the dumbest thing I've ever... Like, what the actual hell? That whole, like, concept is just so stupid.
Can you make a comment on fudge?
I'm not falling for this trap again. William, give me some tissue so I can blow my nose. Oh, okay. All right. That's not happening.
That's great.
Oh, wait. He just got to... Look at this guy go. Look at him being resourceful. Yay.
You want to hear the ideal platter?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Hurry and go.
Okay. Please. So you have the turkey... And it doesn't matter because you know how the. You guys, I think I brought.
We're listening.
I think I brought two sick guys into the studio right now.
Yeah, it's just congestion, I promise.
Damn. I wonder if this could pick it up.
Sick dudes.
I think you just shat out your nose.
But I got turkey, and it doesn't matter which kind it is.
Turkey,
could be light or dark. No, because they're on the same plates. All right,
that has got to be racist.
No, it is not.
Don't spin my words.
Do not.
Like that.
And then we got mashed potatoes, where you got to put the spoon in the center and put the gravy, make a little bowl. You know.
Nice. Ah, yes.
Nice little classic. Little volcano.
Yep, little volcano action.
Nice.
So, you got to go with, you know, the roll. Like you said, you got to put that a little bit on the side. You gotta do some Lithuanian sausage from where we have it.
Sausage?
Oh, it's amazing. And,
sausage.
Maybe some, stuffing on the side.
Stuffing?
What is it? Stuffing.
Just a lot of stuff.
It's like
bread.
It's breadcrumbs, like croutons, like
just a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff.
It is a lot of stuff.
Is there Duluth trading buck naked underwear in there?
get butt naked at Duluth.
No, buck naked.
Oh,
they're not saying butt naked.
No, no. Why would we do that?
Buck naked.
And yeah, to finish it off, slice of pumpkin pie with a little dollop of whipped cream.
Dollop.
Give that to me.
What the hell?
Give me the dollop. Dollop a daisy.
Now this feels like a fight night.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What happened to it?
For tonight's broadcast.
You have to tighten it
well,
on the
but
side.
Now I'm having too much fun, so.
Okay. So give me a little rundown on, jeez.
I mean.
What you guys been on since last time you came on? I haven't seen you guys in a minute, so.
What is new?
Last time I was on here, we were talking about Jeffrey Dahmer.
I know.
What?
And murderers.
It was Halloween, and
what?
We were talking about
what?
The Ambassador Hotel.
Yeah.
What? Why?
He lives right next to it.
Yeah.
Well, I know that.
We were talking about spooky things. And
we were, and how we don't like spooky things.
And
how I don't like Halloween.
Scary. No. It was like scary movies and
yeah.
stuff. How he was like, I never watched those or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we got on to Dahmer.
Dahmer.
But yeah, what you guys been on?
Not Dahmer.
Let the people know.
What do the people want to know? And what can the people know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta balance it.
I went to Madison last weekend.
For what?
To visit a couple of my buddies. For the football game.
Did they win?
Football.
They did not.
Who'd they play? Alabama?
Oregon.
Welcome Oregon. To Gulago.
Are they still number one?
Yeah.
Oregon? Yeah.
And what about Notre Dame? Aren't they playing Navy?
Six, baby,
yeah,
against
Army.
18 Army.
Wait, Notre Dame is number six in the nation?
Six in the nation.
Are we six? I thought we were eight now.
Do you think that...
No, we might be. No, six. We're six.
Do you think they could go far in the
new... Oh, my phone died.
No. Do you think they could go far in the new tournament?
No. We'll win the first round, get stomped
in
the second.
They have us playing Alabama.
Oh! That's
really
which I mean, Milrow has looked like he's on and off, but also if he's on, then
don't they have the 17-year-old too?
Yeah, Ryan Williams, he's really good.
It's like I'm 17 again, peach fizz on my face.
That's crazy. And then is there college games on Thanksgiving or no? Is it just NFL?
Just NFL.
Because I know the Bears play.
Bears play?
I don't even. Want
They play the Lions.
I don't want to talk.
They do.
No, they don't.
I thought they do.
I can promise you the Lions play someone else.
I don't know.
The Lions play...
I thought the Bears play on Thanksgiving.
No, it's just the Lions and Cowboys.
Yeah, but isn't there a third game?
Good shout.
Are we playing them?
Good shout, yes.
Hey, Ernie, that's on me. That's on me, man.
Nice job, Ernie.
What, do they play the Lions?
They do play the Lions.
Himothy, dude.
Himothy.
Yeah, but like they're not that good, so...
Poop.
Soup of the day.
The depression was last week. So.
The depression is any Sunday when I turn on the TV.
Yeah.
If
they're going to get murdered by the Lions.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like we randomly just love to win against the Lions.
On Thanksgiving, too.
I feel like
the last Thanksgiving game we won.
Or did we? Was that the one we lost on that touchdown in the right... And then
I could be wrong, but I thought the last time that
the last time we won, Andy Dalton.
Oh, was it?
Damn.
I thought Trubisky was still the quarterback.
Nah.
Oh, maybe I don't know my Bears history.
Damn.
Because I don't think Fields played.
Oh,
in a,
I missed that
Thanksgiving game.
Oh, did you see the Browns and Steelers game? The snowstorm.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, that
we my Kern was saying like, if there weren't snow, that game would have sucked.
Yeah.
But, like, since it was snowing, it's, like, this rocks.
I think that is, like, some of the best weather to play, like, any sports game in snow. I feel like it's just so fun.
Yeah, I 100% agree.
But, like, on the last play, do you remember that Wilson got, like, absolutely, like, hit when he launched the Hail Mary?
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't watch the game, really.
He launched it to the end zone, and he just got...
Obliterated,
and just imagine the frozen pads.
Oh,
coming
even,
in at like 20
even.
Miles
stop,
an hour.
Stop! That. Oh my gosh,
he was all right. He was all right, but like any other person, any generic person, like, in this room or, like, even on this campus would just
get die. Destroyed. Yeah.
When you get absolutely decked on a Hail Mary, but low-key you're just a chill guy.
Okay, could you explain where that came from?
I don't know, but yeah, I love it. I'm
it's just a chill guy.
I'm all in on whatever it is.
I think it's funny.
We're all in on Chill Guy Central. Chill Guy Central.
And that's what it's called, just Chill Guy?
Just Chill Guy. He's a chill guy. He's an absolute chiller. And the music the music with it makes it 10 times better.
That's good.
That song is... Play that song. That song's really good.
Do you know the song name?
Yeah.
What is it called? Yeah, no.
Okay, I'll play it in 15 minutes.
Sweet. 15. Wait. You mean 25?
25, but we gotta end a little early.
No.
Why?
Because the next
it's called Hinoki Wood.
Hinoki Wood?
More like Hinoki Wouldn't. Oh!
Hinoki. Hinoki.
Pinocchio.
You said Kinoki?
No, I said Hinoki.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Shut up, William.
Okay.
Can I try that monster?
No.
Rawr! Monster.
No.
I'm a monster.
No, you're not.
Rawr!
No.
Give me the rawr. I'm a monster. Rawr! Oh, God.
Yeah, so what's the end of the semester looking for you guys? Like, when you get back? Because we only have a week left.
Yeah.
And when we get back, and then finals week.
Hell, and more hell.
Will, how do you feel about your first college finals coming up?
Oh, yeah, this is your first.
That's only one of them's cumulative, and
cumulative?
I think I only have 30 finals.
30 finals?
Like exams or projects or papers?
One's a paper. Three are tests.
Wait.
But my accounting exam is just like the last chapter exam.
Mm-hmm.
My BUED. You have a whole sheet of paper.
Whole sheet of paper.
And that's also just the last chapter.
Math,
I might be kind of screwed on that, but we haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
And then my
you got time.
Social welfare justice class, I just go to the class before and she gives you all the questions and answers.
Nice.
And you just write them down. And I can take it. It's my last final, but I can take it wherever. Yeah. So
when are you done? Whatever.
Officially?
I think I can. I take my last final is Friday. Last Friday of the semester.
What's that song called? It's called Everywhere, right? By
Shakira.
Yeah.
Did you take the same classes as Willow or no?
What?
Like the same freshman year classes or no?
Hell no. Not a chance.
Are you taking accounting?
Why? Why would I have ever taken accounting?
I don't know.
It's just, yeah. No, I have not.
You don't like dealing with money?
I took... Don't even get me started with that.
No, what did I take?
I took BUED and market. No, not marketing. What did I take?
Good.
What's that class where the teacher hated me? Actually, no, every teacher hates me. What's the?
Aww.
Freak out.
Who's the guy that especially hated me at Fenwick?
Oh, no, I was gonna say Arlano.
No.
I don't know. I wasn't really in a lot of classes with you.
Yeah, but who was the guy that like I mooned and then he pulled me aside?
Oh,
Gallo?
Gallo. Yeah, he did not like me. What did he teach? Econ. I took two econ classes.
You took two econ classes?
Or one econ? Two?
Here?
One, two, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Wait, and why did Mr. Gallo come up?
Because he taught at Fenwick and I was trying to remember the class.
That's decent. Yeah. Do we have any updates on the game?
I do need an update on that game.
Just so we know.
Cause you're everywhere.
And what's the song called? I'm sorry.
2721 Marquette.
That's a song name.
It's called Hinoki Wood.
Hinoki Wouldn't.
Like with an H? With an H?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Let's play. What's that song?
Ben Gold, 8 points.
What's that song? Like Tango Yanga or something?
Oh, I see it. Okay.
What's that song?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ben Gold is 2 of 6.
Oh, Tango.
The one you showed me.
Yeah.
Like the Japanese.
Tango Ranga?
This is why we have the computer here. Oh, Tango Suerte.
Oh, Tango Suerte.
Yeah.
Google me. I win.
What? What are you?
That's what the Indiana coach said.
Oh.
Google me. I win.
Google me.
Hey,
Google.
So, we could actually talk about the Purdue game a little bit.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
We destroyed them.
What did you think of that? Did you guys go?
I did. That was a weird game. Just because, like...
I really enjoyed that game.
No, yeah. I enjoyed it. And, like, you know, love seeing Cam get that...
Trip dub.
But Purdue just did not look like Purdue.
I thought they would be a lot better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Like that.
Vegas knew something.
But we were at home.
Vegas did.
I mean, we were favored.
Yeah.
We were at home. Is a monster.
Pfizer is...
I think we make that place. I've been saying, I think we make it a fortress. Like, nobody, like, it's so hard to win there. On the road, at least.
Yeah,
like,
it is. Because, I mean, yeah.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
You know? But I really enjoy watching, like, this year. I mean, what are they, 4-0, 5-0?
5-0,
yeah.
I think they, I mean, it's all five games have been really kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, the Maryland game was really good.
I really, like, a lot of people were, I mean, I was nervous at the end, but, like, in terms of an overall performance, I was telling people they played really well.
Yeah.
Defensively, and then the Purdue game, they were insane defensively.
Yeah, that's the thing about this team, is that we actually had, like, it's all stars on defense.
They're all insane on defense.
The guards are crazy.
Like, I just remember, like, Chase Ross got a deflection, and then it ended up getting back on Purdue, and then he ran all the way back to the lane, and then he stole it.
He's great.
The hustle plays are insane.
EGBs are through the roof,
and that's why they're fun to watch.
Yeah,
and the only thing is it's kind of like a lack of a center sort of figure.
Yeah, that's
because like if we play like Kalkbrenner.
Kalkbrenner's going to destroy us.
But he also got destroyed yesterday at home.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
By, who'd they play?
They played in Nebraska.
Yeah, the Huskers.
Nebraska.
And they lost at home, which is...
not a good...
big, because they're pretty good at home, I thought.
They are.
So, I don't know. I mean, the Big East is... they've had a lot of losses so far. Yeah. I think St. John's lost yesterday to Baylor.
Baylor stomped them.
Who did...
I thought they lost on a buzzer beater.
Yeah.
No.
No. What game?
Oh. I was thinking Baylor.
Tennessee stopped Baylor.
But I thought St. John's lost on a buzzer beater to Baylor.
Yeah, they did.
There's another Big East team that got waxed. Oh, Seton Hall.
So, like, all the teams...
they're not good. I thought Seton Hall...
St. John's beat Virginia by 25.
Patino.
Yeah, Patino's a crook.
He scares me.
Well,
and then UConn's just UConn.
He's a crook, but you know.
So who are the top three teams? It's Kansas, UConn, and who's the third? Auburn.
I could not tell you.
No, Auburn's four.
Couldn't tell you.
I know Alabama was three, but then they dropped because they lost to Purdue.
They're eight.
Gonzaga.
It's Zaga. I haven't heard anything about them.
Yeah, neither have I. They're always.
They destroyed Baylor.
Really?
First game of the year. Yeah.
Wow. That's fun. Oh, like, yeah, by 30. I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know.
So they, never mind. 40.
40?
Baylor, fraudulent team.
101 to 60.
63. That's everywhere.
I think this is going
to
be a really competitive year in college basketball. I think that there's not really, like, I think any team could be beat. Like,
yeah.
On any given, like, Kansas could obviously lose.
Yeah. Any given Sunday.
I hate Hearn Dickinson.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy.
And then, like, I don't know. I just...
he needs to put the fries in the
bag.
The
only thing is just, like, I've been so used to UConn being so good, I can't really see them losing ever.
Yeah. I hate Hurley.
I hate him, but I love him. I mean, if he was on my team, I'd love him.
How do you think he would have done if he took the Lakers job? Do you think he would have done good or worse?
Would have put belt to ass?
Yeah, he would have put belt to ass, but also I feel like he would
still won't be good.
Yeah. I feel like J.J. Redick was definitely the right move just because you have...
Is he doing well?
Yeah, they're on a six-game winning streak.
He you can see he's actively, like, changing the game plan to fit each game scenario.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't he a reporter? Or wasn't he a...
he was a basketball player, then a reporter.
He's got a podcast, too.
He's a podcaster, man.
I want to know how many podcasts there are now, because there's so many now.
There are
in the NBA, at least.
Yeah.
Or Costco guys.
Because you have JJ Redick's has one. Paul George has
Paul
one.
Draymond. Steven Jackson and what's that guy's name?
Josh Harden, Jalen Brunson.
They have one?
They have one, yeah.
What's so everybody's having
Stevie
one.
And Cam.
Yeah.
What's the who was the
I
guy?
I think Dwayne Wade has one too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean that wouldn't surprise me. Who Shaq has one?
Big Diesel?
Yeah.
Shaq-a-roni?
Really? He has one?
I'm pretty sure.
The Shaq-a-roni?
I'm almost positive. Yeah.
Have you had a Shaq-a-roni?
No.
I actually have.
Some guy Qdoba was like, I have Shaq-a-roni.
Okay, dude.
And they start tickling my toes.
Whoa.
Whoa. Yeah. Hang on now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Not nice.
Not nice, man. Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what I have to tell to the kids that I coach. Because they always be like just pushing each other. Like,
you're talking about like they're touching you.
No, I mean.
They tickle your toes?
No.
Tickle your toes and touch your nose. Whoa.
Bars.
And
sleep with all of the.
No.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, we don't do that here.
I'm sorry. Is that a helicopter? What is that?
I think it's a battleship.
Oh.
I think it's one of those pictures where you kind of just like, if you see different things, it like shows what your personality is. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Can I give a
that's a thing?
Can I give a message to the people?
Oh.
What is the message?
Is this like a speech or a message?
Just like a little quick phrase.
I was going to be here, whatever.
No. I just need to, this is a life lesson.
Okay.
I got visions on top of visions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like two televisions on one television.
Whoa. Bars.
If you ever need motivation, just go to this kid, dude.
Bars. Come on, there's got to be another one in the chamber. Come on.
I think in your final paper, you have to incorporate
you,
that.
Yes. Yes.
With a show of hands, what year were you born?
What? What are you talking about? I obviously haven't, because I don't know the hell you're talking about.
It's murder, practical joke. He's like giving a speech to like...
Oh!
The state, like, I don't even know.
I think
like,
he was,
I don't even know what was going on, but he was like, with a show of hands, what year were you born?
We were watching that last night, I think.
That is so weird.
With a show of hands,
can you raise your hand what year you were born?
Show of hands, what year were you
born? Show of hands, what year were you born?
I think we turned that on after the bars or before, and we were watching, I think it was Joe dressed up as like a girl. It was wild. I don't know, man. I do not know.
I'm just out here.
I'm out here in Miami.
Something. Obviously you live with Casey. Do you see him a lot?
No.
You don't see him a lot?
Not really.
Well, and he's in the Bahamas right now.
Los Bahamas. Yeah, there's an 18 an up casino there. So he's just going to, they're all going there after the game.
They are? That's funny.
Well, yeah, actually. I could
and in the tournament, do you know anything about this tournament? I don't know.
No idea. I think it's literally just the Maui Invitational 2.0.
Except you can't watch it on TV.
Yeah, except you can't watch it on TV and it's not even in Maui. So.
Yeah. I heard the Maui is going to be pretty good this year.
It's also just not a tournament. They just play one game and then they're leaving.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was a tournament.
No.
So you just went there to play Georgia and come back?
Yay. Last year was the Maui Invitational.
That cost them $11 billion.
I mean,
billion?
Last year the Maui was good. Billion. I think this year the Maui was good. Because isn't Kansas in it?
Kansas is always good. Kansas and UConn.
Kansas and...
It's going to be Kansas and UConn in the final for that tournament.
That's where Ant Edwards
UConn, Memphis,
off.
Auburn, Iowa State. Ooh, that's a good game.
Are there any other good basketball games
today? Forget basketball. I'm kind of all on
football
today.
Like college football.
Now that I'm thinking about it more, something's in the air.
Illinois,
weather's good.
Maryland, Eastern.
Football's back. Football's been back, and it's about to leave.
College football.
Yeah, and Notre Dame playing a ranked opponent on the road.
Okay, but tell me this. It wouldn't.
Wait, it's a home game?
It's a neutral site game.
Since the new format of the
Yankee Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. Crank me stadium.
We'll move on from there. But you is it with the new format of the college football playoff, wouldn't that mean it starts earlier? Because last, like, the previous year,
no, it just
wasn't it in, like, February or, like, the time no, around the Super Bowl?
It's New Year's 6. New Year's 6 is the semifinal, and then the following Monday, I think, is
the final.
The final. But I think it's just going to, yeah, I think they're just going to drag it out to the end of January.
I mean,
yeah, it's December 14th.
They were 21st. Showing the rankings and how they put them into the tournament, and that's still a little bit confusing because
I could not tell
because
you
have like you have like the ranked number 9 like out of the 8 people, but in the tournament they're like the 3rd seed. And I'm
yeah,
like,
but then
if they win, their conference,
yeah,
there's
something with
the
conference.
It's kind of weird.
SEC, ACC.
And plus, the Mountain West is like considered like. The top, like a top tournament, a top conference, which is weird because I never thought it would be.
That's, yeah. Why is it? I mean,
it's the Power Five.
SDSU.
The Power Five is what? Big 10, Big 12, ACC, SEC, and then the Mountain West.
What?
Yeah. They show that.
I want some action.
But, like, I don't know what else could be that fifth spot. You know what I mean?
Pac-12. If
Pac-12.
It used to be.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be Pac-12.
But it's not. I think ultimately the conferences might just, like, rename themselves or something like that.
Well, that's what happened with.
I mean, the Big Ten.
There's no way it's big. Yeah,
conference
the Big Ten are, like, 12. I mean, like, 18 teams now.
The Big 18.
Wait.
No. I know where you're going with that. But yeah, it's. I think they're just gonna rename it. Like,
I
mean,
12.
I thought Big Ten was all Midwest and like Eastern schools, but now you have the whole country in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like the only ones that will stay the same is like SEC or something like that.
Yeah,
because like, what conference is Colorado in?
They're in the they were in the
Pac-12.
Now they're in the Big 12.
I thought, are they in Big 12?
No.
Big 12.
What?
Yeah.
There's too much. I don't know.
It's weird.
Yeah.
But
I think they're stalling to the
I
Big
stopped
Ten.
Paying attention when Conference USA wasn't called Conference USA.
What's it called?
I don't even know.
I think what's UConn in now?
Oh, 866 for Feldco?
Yes. No. I was thinking
Buck Naked, Blues Trading.
Buck Naked.
No,
Trading.
Yeah, I don't
call
know.
Call 866 for Falco.
I'm just excited about the new format because I think it'll be kind
yeah.
of exciting.
All right, Snake Draft commercial jingles.
I don't know if I can remember all those.
Just think of, I'm trying to think of, sorry to, you know, cut you off there with the conferences, but just thinking of jingles. What's the one where the guys, like, it's the cartoon guys, and they're installing a rug in a house and a window, and it's all popping off at the same time?
Oh,
what is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I don't.
I can't think of it.
I can't think.
Breathe well with Simple Solutions.
That's, I don't think that's the commercial. I don't, no, that can't. 1-877
Just start singing. I'm like
1-877 cars for kids. 1-800 cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
We take cash.
I got visions on top of visions.
Like
what?
Just keep adding it on.
Like 4 televisions on 2 televisions. Divide that. It's 2/1. So
no, you should make it like you should make it like the like a kind of like a 99 bottles of beer like scenario where it's like I got visions on top of visions.
Like
99 televisions on top of 98 televisions on top of 97 televisions on top
of 96,
95, 94,
93.
And we'll be doing this till the end of the show.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just want to, next Next episode, can you just count to 1,000?
All right, we're counting how, to 1,000.
Okay, okay. Realistically, if we were to do that, how many times do you think we would get sidetracked?
The entire we wouldn't make it to 100.
We would get to like 4 and be like, oh, you know what it is, you know?
Oh, for Falco.
Yeah, four. For Falco, you know?
We have audience.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Are they
coming
here?
No. But, oh. That is our cue.
Hello.
But we
wait. I thought those were like people.
No, they got the next.
No, yeah, William. Eager students are waiting outside to listen to our every word.
But yeah, that's our cue.
I thought that guy was.
So I should just play the chill song, though.
Yeah, well, like.
Such a chill guy.
When
I was a young warthog.
When I made bad decisions and lost my ID and got home
shut
late.
Okay.
He's
stupid.
But low-key
stupid.
I'm a chill guy.
He's making stupid meme. Stupid meme.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to us ramble on for an hour.
Hell yeah.
We talked about nothing.
There was no topic. No direction. And I do apologize. I feel like Herney tried and I completely just shot him down every time.
We're all chill guys. So we'll just.
Yeah.
Ah!
So have a good Thanksgiving. And
happy Thanksgiving.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yay. Merry Thanksgiving.